is increasing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. According to the latest FBI crime report,
from 2020 to 2021, murders increased from 22,000 to 22,900, a 4.3% increase. That's in addition to the murder rate significantly climbing between 2019 and 2020, when murders jumped 29.4%. A silver lining, robbery decreased 8.9% from 2020 to 2021. FBI officials insist the new numbers, while official, are technically estimates, as several major police departments have yet to voluntarily submit data in a new collection system used by the Bureau.
Fox's David Spunt reports New York and Los Angeles did not submit their crime statistics for last year. Monday's kidnapping of a family of four in Northern California has become a quadruple murder. The bodies of an eight-month-old girl, her parents, and an uncle have been found in a rural farm area of Merced County. Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke.
I'm just livid inside because this was completely, totally senseless. We have a whole family wiped out. And for what? We don't know yet.
The sheriff says the suspect, who tried to take his own life when police went to arrest him, is awake and talking with them. After a helicopter tour of parts of Southwest Florida yesterday, President Biden promising the federal government will help in its rebuilding.
You got to start from scratch. Got to move again. And it's going to take a lot of time, not weeks or months. It's going to take years for everything to get squared away in the state of Florida to fully recover and rebuild.
The president said despite their political differences, he and Governor DeSantis have worked together well on the recovery. Federal appeals court has ruled then-President Obama illegally implemented the DACA program to shield from deportation people brought to this country illegally as children. But the court did not end the program, but did tell the government it cannot take any more applications for it. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Higher gas prices appear likely as OPEC decides to scale back oil production.
The group of oil-producing nations agreeing to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day, which could make inflation in America worse, while giving Russia a way to minimize the impact of global sanctions. The president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association says the White House has one option left. It's the one they should have never turned away from in the first place. The U.S. oil and gas industry and its workers. White House officials argue this proves them right. Fossil fuels aren't the future. But in the present, there's confusion about what the White House will do, since we were told 180 million barrels already ordered out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR, would be it.
Fox's Peter Ducey reports the president plans more releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. The Supreme Court has ordered a restrictive gun law in Massachusetts vacated. It put restrictions on buying and owning handguns, similar to a New York State gun law, which the High Court struck down last term. Convicted killer John Henry Ramirez is dead. He was lethally injected last evening in Texas for the murder of a convenience store clerk. He called his execution a heinous act. SpaceX has launched the Dragon crew capsule with a crew of four scheduled to dock with the International Space Station later today. Those best before labels on food products? Turns out they might be more marketing than science.
Keep it or toss it. Manufacturers have used best before labels for decades to estimate peak freshness, but they have nothing to do with safety. Some worry they encourage consumers to throw away food that's perfectly fine to eat. The concern over wasting food is growing worldwide. Major UK chains have recently removed best before labels from prepackaged fruit and vegetables. In the US, there's growing momentum to standardize the language on date labels to help educate buyers about food waste. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.